Well, I'm joined now by the razor-sharp wit that is Eddie Izzard.
Take
I'm
two.
Joined now by the razor-sharp wit that is Eddie Izzard. We are sitting having a cup of coffee in
most,
the centre.
Most people call me Ezzy Izzard.
Eddie Izzard.
No, actually, the Zs are confusing. It actually... because before you started this, which I don't know whether you're going to play on your podcast, but you got the name slightly wrong because the Zs actually invade backwards into the Ds.
It is a difficult one, and it's actually early in the morning, and we're just drinking coffee.
Because
not
late at
wine.
Night, I've been brought onto a stage once by someone who just gave up on my name and introduced me as really, it was just a collection of noises. And he was in a band.
And does your name get pronounced differently according to what time of day or night it is?
No,
is there
it,
a sort of
seems,
a coffee
no,
pronunciation
that was late
and
at
a
night.
Wine pronunciation?
No, they all come together. And Americans have difficulty saying Izzard, so they say Izzard.
Izzard, right.
Which I'm actually okay with. And the one I don't like is Izzard, Eddie Izzard, which
Izzard,
is some sort of weird
not like
one
that.
In America. No, because it sounds like... because people used to think I'd made up my name. And can I? Is it, when is this going out?
Today.
Even
well,
today.
It's my dad's birthday today, and he's 80 years old. So going on about 45. He's getting going on. No, going on about 55, I'd say.
So happy birthday!
Happy birthday to my dad.
Okay, so I'm now sitting opposite somebody called Eddie Izzard.
Yes.
I think I've got that one right. Who is wearing a Let's Go Forth, which is the badge, which is the brainchild of Alistair Campbell, which is a campaign to ensure that Labour wins a fourth term.
Do you want me to hold this?
Ensure that Labour wins a fourth term. Now, how is that going, that campaign?
Well, obviously, I believe it's only just started, so how is it going? It's probably a bit too early, and I've got a sticker on my chest, so that's how it's starting off. But obviously, it's going for a fourth term, and it's not only saying let's go forth for a fourth term for the Labour government, which I think is the right thing to do, but it also implies let's go and have sex and go forth and multiply. So I think both sex and a fourth term for a Labour government is probably a good thing.
So this is a reprise of Lorna Fitzsimons' famous line in 1997 that you get more sex under a Labour government.
Yeah, I think it's true though, isn't it?
But if we're going to have a fourth term and more sex, presumably we need a Labour Party that is, excuse to mix the metaphors, is pulling in the same direction and all getting on. How's that going on that front? Unity?
Well, you can't... it's tricky if you're asking me. So Eddie is out of the centre. I'm not the centre of the Labour government. I am a Labour supporter and a member of the Labour Party. But I know Gordon's got a fight in his hands. He's got to come out fighting. It's his Battle of Britain time. He's got to fight like crazy. The world is in an international crunch, tending towards a recession. The financial crunch is obviously a problem, and it's not just Britain's problems, it's all around the world. So he is someone who is well-schooled in finance and should be in a good position to deal with it. But he's got to come out fighting, he's got to come out swinging, and he's got to put his stamp on things and lead from the front. He's got to... It's difficult running a country. It's never... You can't get into a place where you're prevaricating it at all. You really have to just make a line and stick to it and be very sure of yourself. And it's very difficult to be sure because, you know, there's lots of decisions to make into a future which is difficult to perceive, especially with a financial situation going on like this. So he's just got to be strong about it and fine.
And do you think he has, up until now, been, as you say, fighting
and swinging?
No,
well, I think he said he's made mistakes. So, you know, he hasn't done it in the way that he should have done it. He hasn't played all his cards right. So he's now got to start playing them right.
Do you think he has a problem connecting, a problem communicating?
He may have. He's got to get better at that.
And does he need good jokes and things like that?
I don't know. I think, yeah, just being more relaxed, that kind of thing that, you know, Hillary Clinton, when she started, you have to be yourself. There's an interesting thing, actually, I could say here, that General U.S. Grant said in the American Civil War. He said all these generals American Civil War, they were trying to be Napoleon. Everyone was trying to be Napoleon, who was 1815, and this was like the 1860s. So they were all trying to be that brilliant Napoleon and Battle of Austerlitz and all that kind of thing. He said, you can't be. You actually have to be the brilliant version of you. So Gordon's got to take everything that he has and make that work for him as best he can, as well as he can. And you can't become someone else. So he just has to work with himself. And that's the same with everyone. And Tony Blair did that, and Margaret Thatcher did that, and Winston Churchill did that. Everyone has done that. You have to become the best version of you that you can. And so now's his time. He's just got to fight like crazy.
Great. Well, thank you very much for that, Eddie Izzard.